This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Excited to join us here as we launch into the second hour. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Teller from Penn & Teller weighs into the safe space discussion that has been happening on and around college campuses. We'll get into that with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl. Straight to the phones and to the fun. Charles in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Charles.
Hi, good evening, Ian, Mark, and your friend,
Daryl's here. Go ahead, Charles.
Know, I called in a number of times. I'm just so thankful that I'm separated from California by the Colorado River.
Why is that?
I mean that. The only guy that really scares me is that James guy, golly, I don't know where he's from, but...
Are you talking about James in Arizona? He scares you?
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah. I don't know how many...
But why are you so happy to be separated from California? What is it that about California that you want to be separated from?
I thank God I don't live there. But anyway...
is it because the government is so big? Is it because of the entitlement mentality of the people there? What is it? What's your number one reason for not wanting to live in California?
I've been a libertarian for 30 years, and I fought for the cause. I've been an activist, as I've told you, and you know that. And people that bring up these specious arguments baffle me. I do not understand where they are coming from.
Like someone who doesn't believe in rights, for instance. For instance, our last caller was just tuning in.
Yeah, that's kind of a libertarian thing, isn't it?
It's everybody thing. I mean, you don't have to be a libertarian to believe in the idea of rights.
Rights are pretty foundational, yeah.
It was formed on rights, wasn't it? I mean, I heard a commentary the other day that the Constitution and the amendments were not sacrosanct.
Of course not. I mean, they were written by men. The amendments are definitely not sacrosanct. They were written by men, so inevitably they're...
But the first 10 are the Bill of Rights.
I think they were meant to enumerate.
For the states to sign the Constitution.
Yeah, that's true. Charles, thanks for your call, man.
How do you feel about if they said, I think we should take away the First?
Well, there are actually a lot of people who want to get rid of the First Amendment. There was a video on YouTube. Hey, Charles, thanks for the call, man. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. I saw a video on YouTube where a dude went around a college campus. I think it was Harvard.
Like Harvard or Yale.
And asked people.
Ivy League school.
Yeah, and asked people to sign a petition to abolish the entire First Amendment, which, by the way, includes the right to petition.
And religion.
And freedom of speech. And he wasn't having any trouble recording multiple individuals who wanted to get rid of the First Amendment. So, not everybody's on board with the idea of rights. And that's one of the reasons why I think it's important to get people who do believe in that concept to come to the same place. So I can understand why Charles would be frustrated by California, because it's one of the most pro-government states out there. It's one of the worst. If you look at the Mercatus Center rankings of the top 50 states, they do a ranking of which states are the most free out of the 50 states. California, I believe, is ranked at number 49 on that list, just below New York, or just above, I guess, New York. And so we're talking about one of the most statist, pro-government places in the United States.
Well, I think it's really odd. I just came back from a trip across the United States where we drove the car from Florida to San Diego and back.
You went through Arizona.
We go through Arizona, yep. I think we hit 26 states or something like that we drove from New Hampshire down to Florida and then on. And I saw two people open carrying on the trip, both of them were in Arizona.
Yep.
I talked to one guy from California who's like, I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders, but I don't like him because he's not strong enough on guns. I'm petrified of guns. He like said, I'm terrified of guns. Mm. And it's interesting, as the caller said, that it's just the Colorado River that separates these two places. I saw two people open carrying handguns in Arizona, but if you drive over a bridge, you're in California.
And it's a felony.
And it's, you know, it's a big deal. Yeah.
People are going to freak out. They're going to call the police. And speaking of rivers and driving over bridges, there's a river not too far from here with the bridge. And on the other side of that bridge, you can conceal carry. And you don't need a piece of paper. But if you do that in New Hampshire, you need a piece of paper. Speaking of that bridge, we've got Robert, who is right across that very bridge in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Daryl.
Hey, how you guys doing? Welcome back, Mark.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, I have some breaking news I want to share coming out of Vermont today.
Sure.
A key Senate committee passed the marijuana legalization bill.
Excellent.
I sent the story over to the chat box over at Free Talk Live because I couldn't, for some unknown reason, it wouldn't let me post it. I don't know why. I never had a problem before. But the bill on the sale of marijuana starting will start in 2018. If it passes the House, it won by a 4-1 vote in the Senate Judiciary Committee.
It seems like Vermont's going to be the first state. I mean,
England.
Yeah, it seems like the Northeast is going to, you know, Vermont's going to win this one. The governor there has made statements about wanting to legalize marijuana, whereas in New Hampshire, the governor has vetoed any kind of moving forward on marijuana except for medical. And so I think they've got this one taken care of.
But even with medical here in New Hampshire, the governor has said that she would veto anything that allows patients to grow their own cannabis.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. The medical program in New Hampshire is nothing to brag about, but at least it's there versus not there.
And the state that does legalize in a given geographic area, sort of in a region, the state that legalizes first is going to really clean up as far as
revenue,
pot tourism goes.
Yeah. Yes.
Because especially in a place like the Northeast, where the states are very small, Vermont's, you know, quite small, you're going to see people coming from Maine to from Maine to Pennsylvania to get their marijuana and to buy it legally and to get the best stuff and not have to worry about, you know, all the problems they have to worry about or whatever. And New Hampshire's missing out on that. It's just another instance of how the petrified reticence of New Hampshire politicians, causes them to lose out on revenue.
Robert, thanks for sharing the news with us, and hopefully it'll parlay into something even bigger later this year for you guys out there. And give me an excuse to drive out to Vermont, in that case, to check it out when that happens.
Yeah, it'll give me an excuse to go across the bridge.
You're going to have to stay the night. They're going to have police officers posted those bridges
looking for
people like you, Ian.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733.
Stay at Robert's house.
Well, you know, there are still proposals here in New Hampshire for legalization. There are, in fact, multiple proposals this year. There's a decrim proposal that just got went through its executive committee this week. They voted 8-6 in favor of this decrim proposal, which is a very, very weak decrim proposal. Would only actually decrim right now it's a misdemeanor to possess any amount of marijuana. This would make it a violation to possess up to just a quarter ounce. So a fairly weak decrim proposal. I guess the idea is to try to weaken it so much that maybe the governor will sign it. That's what I'm guessing they're trying to do here.
Possibly, because remember the thing that wound up going through the House last year
with 80% voting for it, that one
got amended to be incredibly weak in the Senate,
yep,
and then died in the Senate on a procedural vote.
Yeah, that's right, because the claim was the Senate killed it here because they knew the governor wasn't going to move forward with it.
Yeah.
Therefore, they were too cowardly to even put it on her desk, which doesn't make any sense to me as an excuse. It's like, why not pass it? If it was your inclination to pass it in the first place, even though you knew the governor wasn't going to sign it, why not pass it anyway and at least put the pressure on her to have to make that decision?
Well, because they don't care that much about the issue.
Well, that's right.
But because we don't want to be seen as having actually lost, so let's just not play the game.
It's a lame excuse at best. So anyway, obviously we got a lot more work to do here. The Free State Project is a project. It's at 98% of its goal, so we haven't yet started the official move. So for anybody that's saying, oh, see, you guys have failed in New Hampshire. Well, no, we've just barely gotten started here. So if you want to see more successes, you need to get here and get active with the over 1,600 people who've moved here as early movers for the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org and get signed up because there's only about a percentage and a half left.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. Will the FCC force cable companies to allow competition in the area of the set-top decoder boxes. Our toll-free number, again, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Our Skype username, if you want to do it that way, is Skype username lrn.fm. And if you want to get some business cards, you want to get them very affordably, but yet you can customize them, like customize the text, colors, backsides, and more, then go to Vistaprint.com and use code FTL. That's code FTL, like Free Talk Live. At Vistaprint.com, you'll get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. It's super easy to use Vistaprint's system. They've got an easy designing system that I've used, so I know how simple it is. You can upload custom graphics to it. You can totally customize everything about your card, and you can even upgrade it. So maybe you want a thicker stock or brilliant finish like metallic, spot gloss, or raised print. You can do all of that easily with Vistaprint.com, and they guarantee you'll love your products every time, or they'll make it right. And they've got more than just business cards. How about postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, and invitations? Get started at Vistaprint.com and use code FTL to get 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. It's up to a 50% savings over regular site pricing. A fantastic deal. Vistaprint.com, code FTL. As we continue here, we were discussing this proposal by FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler that would increase choices that consumers have for cable set-top boxes if it passes. Now, it hasn't passed yet. But the, you know, Tom Wheeler is the chairman of the FCC. He carries a lot of weight, and there's a good chance this is going to go through. The cable companies are arguing against it. They're saying that, you know, this is their proprietary software. This is their system. They are the ones who've designed it, and they should, you know, essentially have control over that. They shouldn't have to allow somebody else into something that is their system to compete with them on this. And ultimately, I like the idea of competition in the area of hardware, electronics hardware. It makes prices cheaper and it makes features better.
But would this exist in a free market is what I wonder to myself.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, I'll give you a good example. Before there was a regulation that exists, I believe came down through the European Union, not through the United States, for mini USB plugs in phones. You notice how all phones you can pretty much charge with a mini USB now?
Not Apple.
Right. I don't know. I can't explain
Apple
that entirely.
Apple uses Lightning USB.
Okay. But it doesn't fit, right?
I believe it's a proprietary connector on the Apple phone.
Yeah, I don't have any particular
that's called
answers.
Lightning USB.
Yeah, I don't know why that is, but you know, maybe it has to do with Apple getting a payoff. I don't know the answer to that. But you know, I believe that the European Union passed some sort of regulation so that you know all the phones could be charged with the same things and that sort of thing. But before that, you had to buy a new car charger and have a new charger every time you got a phone. You remember doing that?
Yes.
Yeah, they'd all be intentionally different. And that's why companies would do that. Cable companies absolutely want to have their own proprietary boxes because it benefits them. And, you know, in the world of cell phones, as far as I know, there isn't a big hurdle for getting in and being a cell phone manufacturer other than the cost. Of being a manufacturer. But you and I, if we had enough money, could get together and make a cell phone.
China. Yeah, sure.
Have one produced. And, you know, at this point, lots of companies were doing that. And they'd have their own proprietary chargers because that benefited them.
Okay.
So in a free market, is the idea of a cable box, the competition in the area of a cable box, is that actually going to exist? Or do we need government to increase competition? This is one of the arguments that people would make.
We don't need government to, allow competition in cell phones.
Well,
why would we need the government to ensure that there would be competition in the cable box area? When up to this point, the reason there has not been competition is because of government.
I don't know the answer. I can't say the because of government part. I can't answer that. But I can tell you that currently, if I want to produce cell phone chargers, I can produce a cell phone charger that will likely work on your phone. Right, like I can do that because now there's competition in the area of cell phone chargers. 10 short years ago, there wasn't much of a competition at all. So the government has a government somewhere. If I'm correct on it being the European Union, then a government made it so that there is now competition in the area of cell phone chargers.
Does that mean that in those countries, Apple phones use the regular USB port?
I don't know the answer. I don't.
But you're saying that's the reason why that in the U.S. phones are mostly standardized?
I looked it up one time, but I mean, I can't, you know, quote chapter and verse.
I am interested in hearing more about that because, you know, it's certainly true that companies could make different phone models for different countries, right? Like they could have a U.S. version. If it was so important to them,
it would be relatively easy for Apple to switch out the, because the size of the Lightning USB is about the same as the size of the micro USB, right?
I don't think so. No, Apple has a different connector entirely.
Well, I'm just saying the bottom of the iPhone is about the same size.
No, it's wide. Completely different type of thing, okay. Not the same size at all.
Yeah, right. I'd like to know more about the claims you're making, Mark. I know you've made them previously.
So I found a story from Engadget.com that says the EU successfully pushed for voluntary adoption of a cell phone charging standard a few years ago. And at the time of this writing, in March of last year, was close to making the standard mandatory. Mm. But the standard that was adopted initially was voluntary, some government agencies said, hey, guys, it would be kind of smart if all of you use sort of the same type of charging thing.
It sure would.
So, and back in the day, they didn't always all companies didn't have different proprietary chargers. There were some that were the mini USB. Is it the micro? Which one is the one right before the one that we have now?
But before the USB thing, I remember having mini. You know, the thing that just plugged into the wall outlet, and it never was able to plug into a USB port.
Right. I mean, I'm not saying they all had the same thing previously, but I remember there were phones that had USB ports on them before whatever Mark is saying happened.
There was, but that was a relatively recent phenomenon. Prior to that, it was, you know, prior to the mini USB, now we're not talking about the micro USB, the mini USB, which some phones did have. I agree with you, Ian. A few adopted it. But prior to that, there was no standard at all. Mm-hmm. It went for like 10 years, if not more than 10 years. So a couple of decades of cell phones that all had different charging things. You couldn't even get the same ones for the same company. You couldn't even get, you know, those Nokia things that you could like whip at somebody and knock them unconscious. There were different varieties of those that looked basically the same. Those wouldn't even have the same charger.
See, this is why we need government then, right?
I think that it's one of the arguments for the state.
Well, look,
this was a voluntary standard that was created, and I'm reading
but
further.
It's a voluntary. You know what government, when they say it's voluntary, you know what it means, right?
That they'll eventually make it mandatory.
They will crush your skull if you decide not to to abide by it.
Look, the marketplace can come up with this stuff on its own if they're allowed to do it. And USB is an example of that. As I understand, USB is a group of companies that came together to design a standard connection for computers.
USB
2.0, 3.0.
They are all. I would agree with you.
So I do not believe government was involved in the creation of USB. But if I'm wrong about that, please correct me on it. I believe it's a consortium of technology companies that did that and continue to design it. 855-450-FREE.
So you got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. isolation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Cable companies are very protective of their proprietary systems. They do not want competition to be able to come in and make a competing cable box. They like the idea of having total control over their data and the channels and, you know, all that. And the FCC is now, chairman of the FCC is now proposing to mandate that the companies allow any other company to manufacture a competitive box that would allow, you know, Motorola or whoever to come in there and create a cable box that you could buy at Walmart or Amazon or wherever and plug it into Time Warner Cable or Comcast or whatever, Charter or whatever it is you've got where you live, and then be able to decode your channels. And this is a threat. At least that's the way the cable companies are seeing it. We'll tell you more about it. Also want to let you know about a great new book by David Hathaway. It's called Immigration, Individual versus National Borders, and it addresses Austrian economists like Hoppe and Rothbard and their writings, which take positions against open borders, which, as a result, many libertarians will echo that. Hathaway's new book, Immigration, Individual versus National Borders, takes on those arguments about open or against open borders while still supporting the position that an individual property owner has the absolute right to exclude or invite anyone onto their property. You can get the your copy of Immigration, Individual versus National Borders through Amazon. Or get it in print or Kindle form through Amazon. And you can shop through Amazon by going to shop.freetalklive.com and enter the Amazon links you see there and look for David Hathaway's new book, Immigration, Individual versus National Borders. As we continue here, Joe is listening in Alabama through LRN.fm. Hello, Joe. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I'm not quite understanding what you're talking about the box. Here in Alabama, cable companies have to go to the city or county, and they had to bid for so many years to supply cable. And so you're talking about a box to put on top. Will that still go through the cable company you have, or how was that going to work?
It would still wind up going through the cable company, but instead of you getting the box from your cable company, you would be able to go buy your own box from Walmart or Staples or Office Depot or, you know, any other place that sells, you know, those consumer good electronics.
So is there a fee? I didn't realize there was a fee for the box I got on TV.
Most cable companies do charge a rental fee for that box.
Like $5 or something.
You know, it's whatever they want it to be. And ultimately, they could build that fee into their pricing. So some cable companies might not show you the fee. It's just you pay $79.99 a month. You get these channels, and they include the box. So some of them, you know, like for a bigger company, they want to make their cable package look as cheap as possible. So they'll say, our cable package is $59.99 a month. And then there's the asterisk that, you know,
plus taxes and fees.
Plus taxes, plus the rental fee for the cable box. So that way they can advertise the package as what it is and have different packages at like $59, $79, $89, whatever. And then they add that fee on top. Whereas other, like a smaller cable company might just say, you know, this is our price, and they throw in the box. But either way, the cable company has historically always provided the set-top box, and this would change that.
But would you get like Netflix or anything else? Would it be a box such as that? So
that would be something that they would be able to do. So, yes, that could happen if this goes through, is that a company could offer sort of an entertainment box. And that entertainment box could have Netflix, it could have Hulu, it could have the Time Warner Cable access.
It could have Roku.
Right, Roku could have all of that stuff in it. And this is, you know, the idea of convergence, that all of these different services are converging into fewer and fewer devices. Sort of like how you're...
What you would do then is get, like, connected the cable, and then instead of getting the premiums added on with your cable company, you could get the premiums with the box you get at Walmart.
Well, the cable company would still be charging you, so you'd still be paying for the cable bill. It's just that you wouldn't be paying the cable company for the box, so therefore you might save $5 a month or something like that on your cable bill.
Right, and HBO was planning on rolling out their HBO Go as a separate thing from the cable subscription.
Because right now you have to buy their channel on cable to get the HBO Go.
Correct. And I think actually this year... possibly last year is when they were separating that to where you could just have the HBO Go and do the streaming service.
Which is smart.
Which is smart. So in theory, you could, with one of these boxes, if it, you know, is able to connect to your internet, which, you know, why it wouldn't, I don't know. But, you know, in theory, you would be able to run your Hulu and your HBO Go and...
Right.
Any other add-on streaming service.
But you wouldn't be getting HBO through the cable company. In that case, you'd be getting it through an internet connection.
Correct.
Right. Joe, anything else you want to share tonight? Go ahead.
That's it. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks for the call, man. I hope that cleared it up. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Back to the Verge, I believe it is. Yeah, the Verge.com has the story.
This made me think of something that had used to occur in the telephone market. Up until sometime, I think...
Landline phones or cell phones?
Landlines.
Okay.
Up until, I think, the early 70s or the late 60s, you basically had to get your telephone by renting it from...
That's
Ma
right.
Bell.
Yep.
And there are still people that rent their phones. There's still these people that...
My ex-in-laws rented the phone from the phone company, and they'd been doing it for decades.
You have to continuously have done it because you can't actually still do it. Because anybody can go buy a phone, right? They just don't know that they're basically...
Right, they were paying $5 a month, and I said, I can go to
phone.
Walmart
yeah.
and buy you a phone for $10.
Yes, yeah. They don't know that, and they... You know, they're not paying attention. So this is what basically is happening.
This is the phone I've always had. Right. I don't need a new phone.
It's dirty
Sarah,
as it could possibly be.
Can you call 8B?
So anyway, this is what essentially is going on here.
They've got the pulse dial still with the rotary.
God, you stopped.
Remember that?
I wonder if the phone lines can still handle it.
The kids are like, what? Pulse dial?
They have, well, it's a rotary dial, the phone. I'm sure they've seen that.
Phone lines can still handle pulse, yes.
I wonder if there's an app that allows you to turn your dialing mechanism on your cell phone.
I bet there is.
The answer is yes. There is.
I'm sorry, Mark. You were driving at some kind of point there.
Yeah. The thing that I'm saying is essentially this is what the FCC is allowing for cable. Is now instead of renting your box from the cable company, you can buy your own box, and that box is going to have a lot more features and do a lot more things. Think about the phone that you have in your house today. If you've still got a landline, how much better it is than that thing you had in your house in the late 70s.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember renting a phone at my house, but my mother worked for the phone company, so we would have had an advantage in that particular area.
And there are dozens of rotary dialer apps.
No, I'm sure. That's the wonderful thing about the marketplace.
Yeah, that's true.
And most of them are free.
Yeah, might as well be. They're useless otherwise.
So the toll-free number here tonight, whether you're dialing toll-free on your pulse-dial rotary system or toll-free on your touch-tone system, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733.
And it's toll-free every way you do it.
It's true. It's instructive to look back.
So is Skype. And our username is lrn.fm.
That's true. It's instructive to look back at cable card and see how this played out in the past. We're talking about, again, the FCC mandating that cable companies allow competition in the area of set-top boxes. The plan of cable card, which was initiated in 2007, attempted to do exactly what this proposal desires, to democratize set-top boxes and make it so third parties could offer seamless cable access on their platforms through the use of a standardized cable card. Ultimately, that endeavor failed because the cable companies controlled the platform and made it extremely difficult to use, and so it was eventually scrapped. The FCC's new plan is to attempt to open the cable platforms up once again. Opening things up would be a huge boon to the big tech companies, almost all of which have tried and failed to reach a deal with cable companies in the past few years. Microsoft's Xbox One is essentially a hack on set-top boxes with a mix of IR blasters, that's infrared blasters, and user input built on top of them. Apple has struggled to create an integrated solution for its Apple TV and tried directly to appeal to programmers after talks with Comcast broke down and then settled on an app-based model. Google had to go and create its own broadband network with Google Fiber after its Google TV project failed. But even with Netflix, Hulu, apps, and makeshift solutions, tech companies want those cable channels, and the cable companies are holding the cards. So you can share your thoughts here on what should the media landscape look like, and what could it look like without the FCC involved whatsoever? Local government here says it's not the government that's keeping out competition. They say that no one else wants to compete.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Are invited here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to connect with us that way. You can share your thoughts on competition in the technology marketplace. Specifically, in this case, the proposal from the FCC chairman is to allow competition, or rather to mandate competition, in the area of set-top cable boxes, which historically have been the purview of the cable company, and that's it. Now, back in the day, I used to know a guy who had modified cable boxes that some brilliant hacker...
This is just the sort of thing that you would know, right? Like, a guy that has modified cable boxes.
Yeah, that's right. And so, you know, they'd go in and they'd... Now, actually, I think back in the day... I just wonder how he got his hands on them. Like, he had the Scientific Atlanta brand, you know, box, managed to open them up, put in some sort of chip in there, you know, solder in a chip, and that would make it so that it would decode every single of the old analog channels.
I remember there was Game Shark. You could do that sort of thing with video games, too. You could, you know, pop in and, you know, sort of hack video games with the
solder. Yeah, it's a little different. But my question, I guess, now, we'll get back into the FCC's proposal here in a moment, but... If a cable company is sending you a signal and it's scrambled, is it stealing to descramble that signal? If you have the technical ability to descramble that signal, is that stealing from the cable company?
If a door has a lock on it, is it breaking and entering to pop the lock?
That's a different situation because you've gone to someone's property and you've entered their property in that case, and that's a trespass. In this case, the cable company is broadcasting the signal to you.
So let me rephrase the question in a manner that I think Mark might understand and be able to answer. You know how sometimes you get junk mail?
Sure.
And sometimes that junk mail is, hey, Mr. Edge, here's a bunch of address labels that you never asked for.
Yep.
We would really appreciate it if you made a donation to our organization because we've provided you with these address labels. Is it theft to use the address labels and not send the organization that sent you unsolicited address labels. Is that theft?
The organization that sent me the unsolicited address labels knows that a certain percentage of people are going to use the labels. What in this case,
yes,
this is the scrambling. They've scrambled it. This is
and they
it's
know
not the same
that,
thing by any stretch of the imagination.
Of course it is. They know that a small percentage of people are going to tinker around with their box to try to watch the scrambled up channels.
I'm not willing to call it theft. I'm not willing to call it theft in the traditional sense because the cable company doesn't lose anything that they would normally lose.
Well, they would argue they would lose your subscription.
They're going to argue those things all the time. But I can tell you when I, as a young person, wanted to watch the Playboy Channel in, 1980-whatever on the big W cable, whatever it was, in Bradenton, Florida, there was no way I was ever going to buy. I would have never even considered, even if I could have paid the money, and gotten away with my watching it on my grandmother's television without her ever knowing that she had Playboy Channel, I would never have paid the money. So, no, if I could have somehow circumvented it, I would have, but I would never have paid.
Yeah, man, that brings back memories watching the scrambled porn channels on the cable systems.
Yeah.
Now, they never scrambled the audio. So it was always a clear.
Yeah, that's true.
It was always a clear audio track, so you could hear everything that was going on.
Yeah.
And every now and then you'd see a boobie or something like that.
Yeah. Something
and
that you thought was a
that
boob.
It looked like. Yeah, you could have been
squiggled by for a second and it was green.
At least you imagined that it was. You wanted it to be.
It was either a boob or an elbow.
Now I wonder if girls had the same experience. Did young ladies in the 1980s and 90s do the same thing as guys? Because here we are, three males of slightly different ages. You and I, Daryl, pretty close in age in our 30s. Mark, you're in your early 40s.
I'm in my mid 40s.
Mid 40s now. We're both. You're what? 37, Daryl.
37, be 38 in 2 weeks.
I'm 35. And so we've all had a similar experience while growing up in different areas of the country. Daryl, you were in growing up in Alabama. We were in Florida. So it's interesting that we've all had that shared experience. Wondering if the ladies also did the same thing. The toll-free number here is 855-453. Although you wouldn't be able to see the man's member in the scrambled things because it was really just soft core. So ultimately all you'd get out of that would be butt cheeks and boobs. And that was it.
I don't know. I think there was one of the scrambled channels that it was actually, not what would be considered softcore. Because softcore is they'd sort of, leave it up to your imagination.
Softcore doesn't show generally penetration.
Right.
No.
And there's a difference between, like hardcore where you can, see that they're having sex and the extreme close-up of, oh, yes, that is the thing that I think it is, and the other thing that I think it is.
There were satellite channels back in the day, analog satellite channels, that I presume had the same sort of scrambling system that would have been hardcore porn. So there were ways
to get that. C-band dish.
You would have had to have a C-band dish in that case, and so I'm sure there are some very, very limited households who where young boys had that experience, but not very many. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If the FCC's new cable ruling passes, the tech companies would get what they've wanted, a stronger foothold into consumers' homes, which would allow them to share their apps, gather data on users, and perhaps most lucratively of all, control the interface on which channels are displayed. Naturally, the cable companies aren't thrilled with the rumored FCC proposal, given that these box rentals generate billions of dollars in revenue. So in response, more than 40 telecom, media, and other groups plan to create a coalition to oppose this plan, says
Wall
Street
Journal. Why is it? Because the box rental isn't particular. Okay, so the total cost on the cable bill is what the consumer will bear, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what particular fees are lined up before the bottom line, just what the bottom line is. So the cable companies, some cable companies out there should be like, you know what, I'd love to be able to cut my cost by $10 and let the consumers buy their own, provide their own box, for God's sakes, then it'll make me more competitive.
Well, they could look at it that way, but they could also look at it as, oh, great, now our customers get to have 20 different boxes in the marketplace, and they're all going to call us when there's a problem, which would mean that they'll have to tell their customer,
hey, we're sorry, you're not using the Time Warner Cable official box, so therefore we can't provide you with support. You're going to need to call Google.
No, we can provide you support, but there's a service fee.
Yeah, $20 an hour.
$20 an hour service fee, and we can come out and take a look at your box.
Yeah, that's a good point, Daryl. So they could actually make more money off of it if they look at it from that perspective. But, you know, customer service can be a pain in the butt, and that would certainly make it that, you know, some people would blame Time Warner. The customers will blame Time Warner, even though they bought a box from Google that is now working on or supposed to work on Time Warner's system, but there's something wrong. They didn't put their password in correctly, and now Time Warner's got to know how to support 25 different boxes and some Chinese box that they didn't even know existed that came into the market.
The Baofeng box.
You and I both know, because we're on the board of directors of the local community access television station, that people will call the community access television station instead of calling Time Warner when there's a problem with Time Warner.
It's probably easier to get someone on the phone at the public access.
There's nothing dumber than a customer.
So, still, the cable box rentals... let's see here. The cable box rentals could be costing customers between $6 billion and $14 billion in overcharges, according to the Consumer Federation of America. Democratizing the industry would likely force cable companies to lower their box prices in order to entice customers to stay with the traditional offerings, which is precisely what the FCC wants. So what you're getting here is a lot of these tech websites that are singing the praises of the FCC. A lot of the headlines in this story, or the social media tags that have gone along with this, are like, this is why the FCC is great. We need today's FCC. And I'm sorry, we don't need the FCC. If the FCC would get the flip out of the way, we'd have a real diverse market in programming options. And here we are. I think we're almost in the sunset of the industry anyway, as far as cable television is concerned.
Right.
So maybe it's too late.
All it's good for at this point is delivering faster internet than DSL.
Well, for us, that's certainly what I've used it for my entire life is the internet, not the cable side, not the TV side.
I mean, what their segment of the television watching market is just every year upon year, has to be disappearing.
Going down. Well, yeah, the viewership of cable channels like Fox News and MSNBC are going down.
It's been years since I got some kind of television delivery system.
Wait a minute, I thought you had satellite. Was it years since you've had it?
It's been years.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, my mother's, who's parks her trailer on my property during 3 months out of the year, she's got satellite for that, but I don't use it.
So she pays for year-round satellite?
She does.
Is it 3 months a year? 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number here, and you can join us on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Hour 3's coming up. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.